Don McIntyre is a Multnomah County activist who evidently despises all forms of government spending. Although, cleverly, he never connects less spending to lost human services. So far, Mr. McIntyre's successes have been instrumental in turning Oregon into a growing backwater of hunger, poverty, and ignorance. In 1989, McIntyre led the effort to cap property taxes and shift the duty of funding public schools to the state. Unfortunately, and intentionally, he provided no revenue to help the governor and the legislature meet their new responsibility to the schools. This created a competition between schools and the state's traditional services for police, the elderly, and youngsters, among others. This competition was largely masked in the 1990s because a booming economy generated robust revenue for the state, largely because of a red-hot stock market. But ever since the economic bubble popped and a recession arrived, the legislature has struggled to support schools while maintaining other services. And it has had to do so with less money because the recession put people out of work and clobbered business profits. The result is that funds for all state services have been decimated. Never satisfied, Don McIntyre is at it again. The spending cap he threatens to put on the ballot would limit total state spending to the growth in population plus inflation. The idea is deceptively appealing. But here's its dirty little secret. When the next recession hits, future budgeters would be locked into recession-level spending, plus a small adjustment, even if a subsequent economic recovery restored revenue to normal levels. It is a formula for consigning Oregon permanently to inferior public schools, failing universities, inadequate police protection, and misery for the disadvantaged. Ironically, Oregon is probably the last place a spending cap is needed. Our Constitution bans deficit spending. We have a so-called income tax kicker. If the amount of Oregon income taxes collected exceeds the state economists' projections by 2% or more, excess revenues are returned to the taxpayer. But that seems to cut no ice with Mr. McIntyre and his acolytes in their war on a just society. This is Les O'Coin.